If you were cutting logs or cutting wood, what would you use to cut the logs and wood with? You use a
times. Times changes, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, there wasn't nothing but cross-cut saw when I first come out of Hatch, Clubback. Mm-hmm. Well, then they got the circle saws on wheels that's used, and nowadays they use chainsaws. Mm-hmm. Cross-cut saws, when two men pull, one on each side of the log. Mm-hmm.
If you want to hold a log or hold a piece of wood or something to cut it, what might you put under it to hold it?
Saw.
Would you ever hear it called anything else?
Lighter scalpel. Now, a lighter scalpel, it was usually just outside the window. Mm-hmm. In the fire room, it was a shell built that way, pile of lighter on. Uh-huh. Wood scalpel, lighter scalpel. Saw hoss and saw bangs. And seemed to me like we used to have a trick. We called something else, but I don't remember what we called it. That one we'd carry in the woods with us. But I don't know what we called it.
What would you call if you took a lumber plank and fixed it on both ends so that some children could jump up and down on it? Would you ever do that, or would you ever have a name for that?
Springboard, mm-hmm. Jump board, mm-hmm. Flying Jenny. That's one you put on, saw a tree down. Mm-hmm. Take a board and drive a big pin. Mm-hmm. Boy, you're holding a board and you drive a big pin down in the tree, you know, and the young and get on each end. Pretty dangerous, really.
Yeah.
But I wrote Flying Jenny.
Uh-huh.
And then the jump plank, and lay one, you know, across a log, and one young would jump on that end and one on this end.
What kinds of other things might you play on when you were pretty young, like that?
Well, we done everything out of the book. We climb up pine saplings, you know, and mm-hmm. limber ones, mm-hmm. swaying out, you know, mm-hmm. on that thing. Sometimes it'd go to the ground, and sometimes it'd break, and sometimes it wouldn't. We'd have to fall, according to the standard. And play skyball, you know, that was, you know how to play skyball.
How would you play that?
Just lay your plank, like that, you know, across a stump or a post, mm-hmm. and put your ball out on that end, and take your lighter axe and hit this one for a mall. Lord, it'll get gone.
How would you play a town ball?
Well, it's similar to baseball. Town ball is, but your runner, you have to hit him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You play with a sponge ball or something, you have to chunk it, hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's about similar to baseball, mm-hmm. in that order.
Mm-hmm. If you had rocks and you were going to throw them, and sometimes if you have some rocks and you're just throwing them at maybe somebody else, if you chunk a rock, is that throwing it down or throwing it up?
Chunk?
Uh-huh.
I think chunk is one of them words. Mm-hmm. The way we use it, it is not in the dictionary. I don't think so.
Well,
chunk means throw.
Uh-huh.
Chunk me that ball, that means. Mm-hmm. So the old folks, you know, I don't know. Grandpa, he always said, fetch me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fetch me my pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had some terrible words like that.
Uh-huh.
He had a lot of them I can't think of, but he had a lot of them words that mm-hmm. would throw you.
Mm-hmm. If you were going to fling a rock, how would that be? Would that be to the up or to the side?